Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight, and the topic of this show is dealing with a bad reputation. I have dealt with it maybe around my environment or school. Usually I have a good reputation, you know, with the people I live near. Sometimes, though, you know, I guess because of my complaining, places I have been called crazy and wacko, and, you know, haven't been to visit you, need to be put in the hospital, which all kinds, you know, developing a reputation that is not me. You know, I'm never going to be in no mental hospital, not in this lifetime. If that happens, I'll probably be dead before, you know, I'll be dead before that happens. But the truth is that I have, because of my complaining and because of my expressing myself, I had some people perceive me and then other people as having a bad reputation of being crazy and stuff. So I have had been tarnished a little bit in a reputation category. My sense is that I had to first ignore them. I'm not going to deal with them anyway. Not in this lifetime or on this earth in any way. Not in it for eternity. So I have to ignore it because, you know, they don't have no effect on my life. I mean, if I was a head of state or a political person or a rock star who was selling records or someone who has to really deal with it, well, I am selling records and I do have a little bit of notoriety on the computer, you know, and I got records out, so yeah, I guess to a little bit extent, but I don't have to deal with that situation. But I do care about if there's defamation, because I do believe that this reputation that people have me as just crazy or have a mental health issue or all these false allegations or allegations that are based on people who are not professionals and who do not know me very well, trying to prevent me from getting a job or spread rumors about me or book, then I can sue them. But I need more evidence. So if I hear from somebody that they said something to an employer or to a letter or a book or something with my name on it, then I can sue them. So that's really the only thing, and I will do that. I mean, as I mentioned in the previous broadcast, I am not no Marie Antoinette in Versailles in 1783. I'm not no Michael Jackson in 1987. I mean, I'm not no head of state, no king or queen, no big pop star, a monarch or someone like that, who's because of the perception of their behaviors or how they were acting, they make statements in the press. I'm not dealing with newspapers writing false allegations about me or whatever. I mean, but unlike Marie Antoinette and unlike Michael Jackson in 87, I have to respond swiftly, you know. I mean, I have to. Because if it's going to defame or prevent me from getting a job or prevent me from doing some things where I actually have to deal with those things that are very important for financial success or for my ability to get an education to help me and all those things that can help me in my financial and my social standing, then yes, I have to sue. And I will. I plan on doing it. But as far as everyday, what people think opinions of me, I don't care. I used to care about it when I was younger because I was so into wanting to please people to some extent because I was trying to be a star. So if I wanted to be a star or to get the record companies to sign me, I had to act a certain way, do this, or then out in my other surroundings, I had to do this, you know, I didn't want to ever, you know, to get with people. Then I realized that's superficial and that's not the true Dove Knight. If you're going to like somebody, you're going to like somebody for who they are. I'd rather see the true people come out and stop pretending to be something they're not. So I let that go. That's not real. And people who hate me, there are people who don't like me and who think of me in a negative way. I don't care what they think of me. I don't care what anybody think of me anymore. It really doesn't matter. But what does matter, if they try to infringe on my social standing to job, employment, by saying things based on a false or a damaging perception that they made of me or something, then I have to sue because that's unfair to me. Because it's interfering with my life. And that's my law. I can sue. I will win. I didn't give him evidence. Dove Knight is crazy. Don't hire him. Don't let him go into school. Listen, Dove Knight cannot be here. You know why? You cannot accept him at the law school. Oh, you cannot be a rock star because he's got these mental health issues. Don't take his songs, you know, because, oh, he's sick. He's crazy. There's a lawsuit. That includes the entertainment industry. I would never hinder or try to prevent someone from succeeding or try to infringe upon their space or violate their expectation or do anything that will hinder their progress or prevent them from living functionally in the United States or any development company, whether at most foremost application and with the laws is to make sure that its citizens are living comfortably and free from duress. And dealing with any, a bad reputation, I will never spread rumors or try to prevent somebody from succeeding or anything. Oh, that person is great. Man, it's obviously that there's a lot of truth. You know, the person says crazy, so he's going out and banging windows and went to jail for harassing people or shooting. Then if they went to jail, then it's true. If they went to, if I said, this person is really a wacko and they're doing all kinds of things in public and a lot of people think that and they've been arrested or something, then it's true. But I ain't going to, if they're going out and applying for a job and I go to their employer or they're going to school and they, listen, you can't have him. He's crazy. And if, maybe I could be, creating defamation. I don't think that's fair for me to do that. That's none of my business, you know. All I had to do was mind their own business, you know. People spread gossip all the time, including me. I talk about about politicians. We talk about what's going on in the news and stuff. But I can't do that. I can't prevent or hinder someone's ability to live by trying to take away their dreams or by doing something that's illegal. Anything else is illegal. And that includes spreading rumors falsely or whatever about their reputation. And so shouldn't you. Well, that's all. But I do know that I forgot to say this, but the truth is that minding our business is so important because it's less stressful. And when you don't violate someone's boundaries or hinder someone's potential, it's a lot better way to live. Because if we get involved in negative situations like that, our lives become more stressful. it's only going to get stressful. We get involved in something to try to hurt people or our agenda to do something that's negative, it is going to be stressful for us. It's going to make life more and more dangerous, and more peril, more hard life too. And we don't need that. All right. You have a good day.